This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Glad you're listening. Hope things are going well on this Thanksgiving Day, whether it's travel, out to see family or friends, or whether it's slaving over a hot oven right now, prepping up a great meal. No, we're with you. We are with you, folks, and this is What's on Your Mind. Another hour to go with our special Thanksgiving Day edition from Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks. So this hour, Kevin and I could just chat a little bit with you about what you're thankful for. Great story last hour from a listener, talked about his parents who had 48 foster children over 12, 15 years. I forget how many it was. It was incredible. He just said,
wow.
There's some sacrifice for you. And, you know, I spend a lot of time on this program talking about, not a lot of time, but I'm not afraid to talk about it. Never will be. And when I can't anymore, I'll find some place that I can, because it's just too important. And that is the fact that a kindergarten size class every week in North Dakota of babies are killed. Legally, right? I'm not saying it's not legal, but it shouldn't be. It's awful. But, you know, there's kids born, too, and you hear this a lot from people in the pro-choice community. They'll say, well, yeah, you guys aren't for abortion, but, boy, you wouldn't be taking care of any kids. You wouldn't take care of them. You want to pay for one? You know, like, the premise being, by the way, from their perspective, it's better for a child to die than to enter life in a tough situation. I know a lot of billionaires who started dirt poor. A lot of them. I've met them. I've talked to them. We've got great stories. Part of large families. My point is, you know, that's the great thing about living in the greatest country in the world. We can do anything. If we aren't every day waking up saying, oh my gosh, this country, that flag, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, we're dropping the ball. We are dropping the ball, folks.
I'm thankful for all the F's: faith, family, freedom,
health. Absolutely,
health is in there.
Yeah, because when you don't have it, you know how much it is to have it, right?
Exactly.
All
thankful
well
for my grill.
The grill is good because you can whip up a great steak.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, so we can be thankful for everything from being born in the greatest country in the face of the earth, which would be the equivalent of winning the lotto big time just there, just that moment.
Bingo.
And also be thankful for your grill and the All-American barbecuing. It's whatever you're thankful for. And when you call today to tell us what you're thankful for, we're going to ask you what you prefer, white meat or dark meat. And I do this survey every year, mostly because I'm amazed that there's anyone anywhere that would even eat dark meat. I don't understand how anybody could be in a position to think that's good food. I don't, you know, like, so that's why I do the survey. Full disclosure, that's why I do it. Just to say, really? Dark meat, really? Because I'm just a massive white meat lover with, you know, lots of gravy. I know people say, well, it's too dry. Put gravy on it, for crying out loud. You know?
Don't cook it breast up. The other thing, right, if you cook it breast down, it doesn't dry out the breast of the turkey.
I'll tell you what, a Thanksgiving Day edition of this program a number of years ago, might have even been Grand Forks, so this would be like, you know, prior to 2001.
Yep.
Called and told me that on this very day on Thanksgiving, and we've always done it that way since. And you do get a much more juicy turkey.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I'm white meat. If I prefer just eating turkey, white meat, doing, you know, some flavored sauces, maybe a soup or something like that after the fact. I like the dark meat in the soup or the turkey wild rice leftover soup.
We've got quite a survey going, and it started earlier this week. And I will, at the risk of swaying the results, give you the very latest number. But no, you can still sway it and win a MyPillow today on the program because I'm feeling generous with the MyPillows. So if you call and weigh in on what your favorite memory is, or what you're most thankful for, rather, or a Thanksgiving memory, whatever works, just a little Thanksgiving story, you tell us white meat or dark meat, and we're going to put you in a drawing for a bunch of MyPillows before we end the program today, okay? I got to get this number. We should maybe, do we have time to play Donald Trump before the break here?
Yeah,
the president is with his family in Florida at Mar-a-Lago, and he called some members of the troops today. And, of course, the media, they're interested in that for about 10 seconds. Yeah, you talk to the troops, yeah, fine. Let me ask you about, Saudi Arabia. Let me ask you about what, so he answered a few questions, and here they are. Let's
and we picked up many trillions of dollars in value. And we are a true economic power, far greater than we were before I became president. We are an economic power that is far greater than we were. When I took over, we were teetering. We were in bed, and we were going down to -4, -5, -6% in GDP. Instead, last quarter we hit 4.2%. And we are doing very well. I can say this, China wants to make a deal very badly.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Because of the tariffs, because right now on $250 billion, they'll be paying as of January 1st 25%. And in many cases, they're already paying 25%. On the rest that they're not, they're paying 10%. But the 10% goes to 25% on January 1st. And so they're going to be paying a tremendous amount of money, which, frankly, is great for our country. We're taking in billions of dollars from China. We never took in 10 cents from China. They took everything from us. We never took anything from them. Now, as of already, we're taking in, right now, we're taking in billions. China is, people don't understand this. China is right now paying us billions of dollars a month. That's never happened before. And soon, they're going to be paying us many, many billions of dollars a month. But China wants to make a deal. If we can make a deal, we will.
Are you worried about Matt Whitaker's finances and his potential?
No, Matt Whitaker's a highly respected person. And, you know, once I choose somebody, they always go through hell. But Matt Whitaker is a highly respected man. The Justice Department respects him tremendously. I've spoken to a lot of people. And, you know, the press has been nasty to Matt Whitaker. But I can tell you that he is a highly respected, strong person. And he's doing a great job. Everybody tells me that. He's doing a really great job.
Have you done anything, Mr. President, to try to bring Julian Assange back to the United States?
No, I haven't been asked to. No.
Would you want him to face charges here?
I don't know anything about it.
I'm Who not cares?
Very familiar with the whole situation. But I would say that if somebody made a request, I guess it's something we consider. I just don't know very much about that situation. Okay? What else? Anything else?
Are you interviewing people this week for new jobs in your administration?
Yeah, we'll have a few. I'm very happy with my cabinet and people that work for me and for us. We work for the country. We have a great cabinet. We have absolute stars. But a few of them, I would say, can do very well outside. Everyone's doing well when they leave. That's one thing I'll tell you. Everyone that leaves the Trump administration has come out really well. I'm very proud of a lot of them. Look at Hope. Hope Hicks is doing a fantastic job. She's a fantastic young woman, and I'm very proud of her. Look how she's doing. She's become a very important person in the outside world. And we have many such people where they work here for a year and a half or for a period of time, and they go outside and they do really well, many of them. So, and that's what I want. I want to see. There's always a lot of change. I'll probably be changing a couple. Maybe a few, but very little. Overall, we're very happy.
Are you having interviews this week for that?
Yeah, I'm doing interviews this week. I'll do interviews, as we say, in the Southern White House. People like doing interviews here.
What jobs are you interviewing for, Mr. President?
Well, I'll let you know. But you'll be seeing. I know.
Oh, my God.
Have you talked to the doctor about her emails?
Yeah, I have, actually. And very innocent, a short period of time, very early on. There was no deletion of emails like the 33,000 plus probably another 100,000 that Hillary Clinton did after she got a subpoena. There was no bleach bit. There was no anything, just innocent emails. There were no classified emails. A much different deal. It's another fake news story. And she did transition out. She was a private person, and then ultimately she transitioned out from private to government. And I believe all of her records are in the Historical Society, the historical records. Much different than the other situation that I've talked about for a long time. But she transitioned out, but everything's in historical records. I'll see you over at the Coast Guard. I'm going over to say hello to the Coast Guard right now, which I look forward to. I'll see you. I don't know if you're going.
And that's where
President
he's right
Donald
now.
Trump. How many presidents say anything else? I mean, again, this guy's not afraid to put anything out there. He'll answer anything. He's being transparent. And, you know, I mean, a president doesn't say, do you have other questions for me? I mean, they want to hide from the media, not this guy. Even though the media, if you heard that, asked the stupidest questions. I mean, oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it. I mean, one of those might have been a newsworthy question. The others were nothing burgers. Anyway, your calls right after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck construction and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBowlGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackBowlGuy.com, and thank you.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Is going to be a great year. It is. And if I were you, I'd have a new Apache sprayer. Folks at High Plains Apache have told me about their lineup. This new 40 series is pretty amazing. They have a new look, new features, financing or leasing available on the sprayers, and of course, some used sprayers on hand. And anything you need in spray application, they know it. Nobody no spray application like they do at High Plains Apache. Just plain and simple. Call them in Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, and online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Chatting earlier with the coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry, the Fighting Hawks. And by the way, Kevin, there are more Hawks than I've seen in the last 5 years right outside Ingolstadt Arena right now. Like kind of all around the snow, like, you know, pretty
like
amazing.
Real Hawks?
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that? I know.
Yeah.
So they're the, you know, they're the Hawk. They just look like the Hawk logo, but they're hanging around Ingolstadt Arena. There must be something there to unpack. Speaking of the Hawks, tickets are available for this weekend's game, as Coach Berry mentioned. They are doing a special Black Friday ticket promotion, courtesy of Subway Restaurants, for this weekend, which is the Subway Holiday Classic against Alaska Anchorage. So it's Friday, Saturday, Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All of the Upper Bowl tickets remaining for that series will be available for, get this, $15 for adults, $10 for youth.
Wow.
And, yeah, so you can also get that at the arena, at Ingolstadt Arena, or at Ticketmaster.com. So that's a good deal, too. Let's see here. What else? Okay, the box office open 10 a.m. tomorrow. Main lobby at Ingolstadt Arena open at 8 a.m. Fans can start lining up at 8 a.m. inside the main lobby. All lower bowl seats will remain at $25 for adults, $15 for youth. Discounted ticket vouchers also available. $5 off adult and youth tickets at Subway restaurants, and you can use those on the lower bowl seats. So basically it means $15 adult ticket upper bowl and $20 lower bowl. And kids, $10 or $5. Oof, what a deal. So check that out. 7:37 tomorrow night, Saturday at 7:07 here at Ingolstadt Arena. Carol from Fargo is on the phone at 258-0550. That's how you call us, 701-258-0550. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I just had a couple things. I wanted to say I like dark meat. And I'm thankful for our president and your great show that I listen to every single day. And I love that great city of Grand Forks and the Fighting Hawks. I kind of wanted to say Sue, but
yeah,
I like the hockey team. We support the Bison football and UND hockey.
It's all North Dakota. A lot of people do. There's a lot of you know, that are sort of bipartisan in their support of the schools, depending on the sport. Yeah, and so you said something I'm still shocked about. You said you listen to the show every single day. Kevin, did you hear that? I think that's what she said.
She did. I have it on tape, actually.
Wow.
I do. And I went to New York with you a couple of years ago.
Oh, New York is the best, isn't it?
And we went to that hockey game in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. I forgot to ask the coach about that. They have that new Hall of Fame series. They were in Las Vegas this year, New York 2 years ago.
There too.
Yeah, I think they're doing Nashville next. I think that's the next one. It's going to be down in Nashville. We might have to do a trip. Well, Carol, thank you so much for listening every single day. And I have a pillow with your name on it at our studios. And
Great.
Can you pick it up next week?
I certainly can, but where are you now? Have you moved?
We haven't yet. That's why I was asking about next week, because next week we'll still be in the location.
Yep, I know where you are. University.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, very good. We'll have one with your name on
there.
It, and we got you in the dark meat survey. You've altered the survey a little bit, and I'm not happy about it, because she is the 218th vote on this, Kevin, and now we're at 53% who love white meat, 47% who love dark meat. It's closer than it should be.
I don't believe in polling. I'm kidding.
You know what, huh? Yeah,
I think it's going to be good.
You think it's fake polling?
Fake polling, fair.
Because dark meat's at 47%? Well,
too small of a sample, maybe.
I can't believe dog food makes it to 47%. I just don't even know how that works. But
oh, come on now.
Was that a little too harsh?
That's a little too harsh.
I'm sorry. Marcellus in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Marcellus. But I'm just thankful for the memories that my grandpa had given me when he smoked turkey, so there was no bad stuff on a turkey at all. He brined it up perfect and smoked it perfect. And I'm thankful also for all the selflessness that the people that serve our great country and our president, and just all the memories of when I was a firefighter and how they lay their lives on the line. Same with police officers and the EMS.
And, so you were a firefighter, you said?
Yeah, yes, I was. I actually got to go out to Ground Zero back when that happened. So.
Wow.
And dig up, you know, all the bad stuff. So.
And why did you give up firefighting, Marcellus, out of curiosity?
I just getting a little bit too old for it. So.
It's hard on the body, I'll bet, huh? We're constantly going like that and running around and dragging hoses.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, the adrenaline rush isn't so bad, you know, at first, but, boy, you're tired when you get done, so.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service there, sir, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. And
but I'm going to pardon the turkey today. I'm going to deep fry prime ribs, so.
Nice.
You are?
Yes.
You just skip it out on the turkey altogether.
Get hold of ourselves. I'm going to need to get your, gonna need to get your address, if that's okay.
Well.
So wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. Kevin wants to come over for a little prime rib.
Yeah.
So you deep fry it?
Yeah, in a turkey fryer. You deep fry it. Probably about a half hour. Yeah, it takes about a half hour.
Wow.
Wow. Sort of like a 10 pounder. What they do at Medora, I guess, right?
Yep. I inject it full of garlic and stuff, and you just put it in there for a half hour. It comes out perfect, medium rare all the way through.
I love your thankful list, Marcellus, and thank you for your service as a firefighter and to all the first responders. And I agree with you. We need to spend more time thinking about the selfless people that are out there day in and day night protecting us. So thanks so much.
And our service members. All righty, thanks.
You bet. Take care. Rick on Highway 83, traveling right now. Are you headed for turkey, Rick?
I am. Got to have the white meat.
Thank you. Crying out loud. You got that down? Kevin, white meat. White meat.
Yep, I got him. I'm with
you. Capital letters, W-H-I-T-E.
I'm a white meat guy, yep.
What are you thankful for, Rick?
Pretty good, though. I'm thankful for everything that we've been giving in this country. We can't begin to name everything, but we're blessed to be here. So give thanks to God and Christ. Our lives are so good. We can't complain.
Well said. Where do you live, Rick?
I live in Minot.
You live in Minot. All right. So you have a choice of getting a pillow at the Bismarck Studio or the Fargo Studio. I'm guessing the Bismarck Studio. You want to do that when you're rolling through there?
Wow. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Good talking to you. Rick, why not? Traveling Highway 83. Allen Valley City, Jim on the road.
You're
when we come back.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say, we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And happy Thanksgiving. The holiday could be the coldest on record in the nation's east, and wind chills making it feel even colder, as the tens of thousands lining the streets of New York for its annual parade well know.
Go to the Ninth Circuit, and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint, because you cannot win, if you're us, a case in the Ninth Circuit.
President Trump complains after a federal judge blocks his order that denied illegal immigrants from requesting asylum.
This was an Obama judge.
In a rare public statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took issue with that statement, but on Twitter, President Trump then insisted there are indeed such things, saying Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our nation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm waiting for Nate to give me the green light. There it is. I'm live. All right. We're live at Engelstad Arena today. Yeah, hanging out with the turkeys. No. That's the folks at the NDSU. Just kidding. Just have a little, you know, come on. Can we have a little fun today? UND versus NDSU. Yeah, the turkeys down south. Anyway, I spent a lot of years eating turkey on Turkey Day as a bachelor with UND hockey players, as a matter of fact. So a lot of good memories there. We're brought today in part by our friends that have brought a lot of good Thanksgiving dinners and family memories to families all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, and the upper region. That's the folks that take clean, beautiful coal, send it over to a power plant, and make sure you have affordable, reliable energy. That's right. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website I want you to check out, because the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is one important group. It's a group that if you participate, and by participate, that can be as simple as saying, I'm going to tell my legislator how much this means to me. I'm going to pay attention to all the assaults on the industry and the added regulations, which thankfully under Trump are coming down. But it's important, really important. SecureEnergyFuture.org, all right? Okay, so let's see here. Did I say Jim? I think Jim was next up here. 2580550, go ahead, Jim.
White meat. Hello?
Yeah, I heard you, Jim. That's good. We are actually increasing the margin of victory right now for white meat over dark meat, thanks to your survey question.
Yes, good. And I'm thankful for, every time the station has been in peril, the dear Lord has seen the fit to send us great leadership. Washington, Lincoln, Truman, Reagan, Trump. I mean, when the nation's been teetering on very, very disastrous times, it seems like he always comes through with some type of leadership, which tells me he still blesses us in spite of some of our actions.
That's a really good point that I don't maybe know if we spend enough time thinking about, because what you're saying is, you know, that Donald Trump was the right president, right time, because if you take the opposite, if all the odds as they pointed to would have been Hillary Clinton, what would have happened? I mean, just North Dakota, let's think about this. I just talked about reliable, affordable energy, okay? She said we're going to bankrupt coal companies. Coal companies are the reason we have reliable, affordable energy. So she could bankrupt them. They're gone. They're down. We'll find coal mine, coal industry folks other jobs. But it's done. It's gone. And then on oil, no, she's not for fracking.
No.
She wants to shut down, the oil as well, so Saudi Arabia and others could go. Now, that's a controversy with Saudi Arabia that you ought to worry about, not this silly one now of did he or didn't he and what did Trump. Do you know how many people Barack Obama ordered as President of the United States from the CIA request to say, I want to take that person out? I don't know the answer. None of us do, but I guarantee you it's a number of them. It happens.
It happens, and and their question is, it's just insane to sit there and pretend that this doesn't go on in this world, and we sit there with lily drug free hands. I mean, get over it.
Yeah, and not to mention, in this world, there are good and there are bad, and there are sometimes you have to pick the lesser of two evils to help you. Saudi Arabia is no princess. They're not fabulous, but they do help us in a lot of very key areas. So you tell them, stick it at your own peril. That's what I get a kick out of. What I get a kick out of, and I'm sorry, this is a rabbit trail, but, let's take China and the whole soybean thing during the Kramer versus Heitkamp race, okay? And, of course, the narrative from Senator Heitkamp and others, all of the fault of the soybean drop in prices is Donald Trump's because he is picking a fight with China. Right?
Yeah.
He's picking a fight with China. And by the way, that's not true. It played a part, and it's part of a way of getting him more later. But now, over here, these liberals say, well, go pick a fight with Saudi Arabia because I don't like what that guy did. He was involved in that journalist who they didn't like, which we all agree is bad. But you see what I'm saying? One hand, go pick a fight, is terrible, awful, you're evil. And on the other hand, when they want it, then it's just fine. So because there'd be a lot of bad consequences that would come out of the Saudi Arabia fight.
That's what I say. It takes it. We're just very, very fortunate to have a man with a backbone of Donald Trump to lead the nation, because without it, we would not be a nation in 4 years, in my opinion. Not near what we are.
Exactly right, Jim. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call. Love the conversation. Allen Valley City, what's on your mind?
Well, I would like to say white meat, first of all.
Thank you, Al. He's playing to the judge on the pillow, I think, Kevin, don't you? Because he said white meat. Kevin likes the dark meat. We haven't quite figured it out yet, but he does.
Well, I like white meat better than dark meat, but I don't sell dark meat down the river. I like to make after the fact. One of my famous leftovers is turkey wild rice soup, and the dark meat is really good for the soup.
You had something else you wanted to tell us, Al?
Yes, I am thankful for my family, and I am thankful for our president and my faith, but. Aside from that, I would like to mention we drove in from West Fargo, and there's about quite a few people driving in dense fog without their headlights on, so you can't see taillights in front of you and stuff like that. So in your fog, put your lights on.
That happens in approximately 100% of all weather events, that there's some people that don't turn their lights on, isn't it? It just is, and I'm not sure why that's so hard, but. We get calls like this every time. So just Al cares about your safety, see? That's what he does. Al, do you get to Grand Forks or Bismarck more? I'm sorry, to Fargo or Bismarck
more? I live in Fargo.
You live in Fargo?
I live in West Fargo.
I got
West
it. All right. Yep, so I have a MyPillow for you. And would you be able to pick that up next week?
Yeah, I should be able to.
All right. And if you don't, just shoot us a note, and then we'll give you the new address. We're going to be over at Thunder Road. After next week,
okay.
So hang on a second, and
all right.
we have a. I actually don't need you to hang on. I do actually. Al's pretty common name. I better get your last name. So Nate will take your last name, shoot that to me, and then you can pick it up at our studios. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate that list of things you are thankful for. Dave, traveling Highway 83 to go fishing. You saying that to make us jealous, Dave? Is that the deal, or what's going on here?
No, I got up, made the turkey early. We're going to eat, then we're going to go and try a little fishing. And I just want to tell you that I'm really thankful for your attitude and your support of President Trump and the oil and the coal industry. My grandfather had the first oil well, April 1st, 1951. And if Hillary Clinton thinks that that's going to ruin our country, she's crazier than I give her credit for.
I believe that end of day, if the Democrats would work with him, could straighten this country out, we'd have the most prosperous country in the whole world.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why they don't. I think it's the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I think Chuck Schumer is really a plague. I really do, on anything related to progress. Nancy Pelosi probably right behind, but those two are really just, I mean, why wouldn't you? Because Donald Trump will do a deal. You know, they would have deals. They'd get things that we wouldn't like as a result of that relationship. But you would get a lot of things we do like, too, you know. So
I think Pelosi's going to be going down the road. I think the contender that's going to work against her is going to beat her, and that would be the best thing for our country.
You think so? Wow. I'd love to see it myself. I just not sure that she doesn't have the thumb to squelch all of that, but it'll be very interesting to see. There's no doubt about it. What are you fishing for today?
I'm going to go fishing for some walleye.
I think I heard Dave say walleye. Did we lost?
I think you said walleye. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent choice of fish, my friend.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that great? North Dakota, go fishing for walleye on Thanksgiving.
Where it is, the ice is about 6 to 8 inches, depending on where you're going. So there's plenty of ice not to drive on yet, but plenty of ice to get out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Dave. I'm sorry we lost you. I know probably we're right where he's at on 83. I've been there many times and lost that as well. Let's see here. Let's go to Larry and Mandan. Larry and Mandan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, this is Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Scott, a long-time listener, and I agree with a lot of what you say in Go Trump. And I'm thankful for a president and a family. And I also wanted you to know that we started up it's called Angels of the North a couple of years ago. And we're really kicking into high gear right now. And we do a lot of our work around Christmas and Thanksgiving. We provide meals and things for families, say a family or grandparents, that is basically feeding their grandchildren. You know, mom or dad are in treatment or something. It's just a temporary thing. So we help out in that situation. And we're a totally nonprofit. 100% of our contributions go back. We have no administrative fees. And just, you know, in the Christmas and Thanksgiving new year here, I guess, you know, I'd appreciate it if you mentioned it a couple of times.
No, that's a great idea. Did you guys solicit donations from folks to help you feed those families?
We solicit foundations, but we give freely. We make up meal baskets thing. And clothing and things that are needed, you know, by families, and we redistribute them. We have one of the patrolmen on our list of workers, and we have some vets, and we have nurses, and, you know, just about every profession, carpenters. We get donations from as far as New Mexico. And all over the state. So.
And so the donations from people is more items that you give that they need, and the mm-hmm. dollars to do the operation
right.
and everything and the food, that comes from foundations.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah.
Is there a website or something that people can go to?
I haven't got one yet, but I'm going to. I'll let you know when we get that running here.
Yeah, do that.
We are running without, yeah.
And when you maybe do one of your first events, let us know, and we'll talk about it again, because that's a great thing you're doing. Angels of the North, kind of neat. Larry, thank you so much. John and Grand Forks, Dane and Fairfield, when we come back, live from Eagleston Arena on Turkey Day.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Ask them about Hot Spring Spas. Vince Webker's here. Vince, why is Hot Spring better?
Well, because we build our hot tubs to use, and we talk about the absolute best ownership experience, but it's really about being able to use the hot tub more often and all the time. Better water, better massage, better energy. And those are really the big three things that determine whether you use this product a lot, which we want you to, or very little. Because I've heard it, yeah, you buy a hot tub and in 30 days you won't use it. Well, you bought the wrong hot tub.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we've noticed too with our hot spring. We love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to be there, and it really is part of the wellness plan. You just feel better above the water and below the water, don't you?
And also, don't forget, beyond the water, relationally, it's hot water is magical, and that's the point. We want you to use it every day, and that's why we say every day made better.
Now, give me a range on, you know, size, price. What kind of options do you have?
Well, they start at $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. But let's look at this from a daily use and wellness and getting better perspective. We have a great financing plan going on right now with 60 months no interest financing. And through Christmas, you can take 5 months until your first payment. So no excuses not to be better physically, mentally, and relationally in hot water.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Grand Forks, too. Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Mark Thompson told me a story about his dad, H.A. Thompson. Graduated from high school in 1926. Went to UND his freshman year. Mark actually said he had a ruler that his dad carved his name in that he used from 1926. Started there, then he went to a private engineering school out in Pennsylvania. And I guess didn't really graduate, you know, like got some information but just didn't get enough. But he didn't have time because his dad got upset with him being out in Pittsburgh. He said, just get back here and get to work. That's what you did. And boy, did he get to work. Really pretty amazing. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been doing this since 1908. Residential, commercial. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Just rock solid, reliable. Great family, great company. Free estimates, financing available. They'll take care of you. H.A. Thompson & Sons.com. Real quick, I want to say something about this little brouhaha over President Trump referring to a judge as an Obama judge who came up with this horrendous ruling on the immigration thing. Everybody's in a tither over this. And, of course, Chief Justice Roberts doesn't very often put out statements talking about something a president said. So it is significant in that sense, but I actually don't think what either one of them have done is like at odds with the other. Judge Roberts is the Chief Justice of all of the judges, not just the Supreme Court justices, the whole judicial system. He's the big dog. And if Donald Trump is seen to be critical of judges, which, by the way, elected leaders get to do, that's part of the reason we put him there, right? Then the judge is going to say, hey, you know, I got to push back a little bit because we're not Trump judges, we're not Obama judges. He's right. What he said is right. A judge is a judge, no matter who ultimately nominated him, but so is the president in saying he's an Obama judge, meaning he was appointed by Obama, and this is what you get from that kind of judicial philosophy, which, by the way, John Roberts doesn't subscribe to. So I just think it's Roberts sort of, you know, hey, I got to do this, and I don't mean any disrespect here, but I got to do this to, you know, it's looking as though you're pounding on our guys and I've got to say something on their behalf. But they're both factual. I just get a kick out of the lack of context from the media on that. Make any sense, Kevin? Everybody?
Absolutely. No, spot on.
All right, we have only a few minutes left to finalize the big, and I mean really big, question of the day. White meat or dark meat? Texture says dark meat, Scott. Save the white for the dogs. Wow.
Oh.
I mean, on Thanksgiving, just chop you at the knees. Just right,
stop
right
the
there.
Hate. Really, just stop the hate for both sides of the aisle on the turkey.
It's a very good point. It's a white meat hater right there. Yeah, it's a very, very good point on your part. Yeah. John in Grand Forks, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Scott. Hi. Our family is in flux this year as far as holidays. What do we do? We've got to form a new tradition. My mom and dad died this summer, and mom was 93, dad was 95. They were able to celebrate their 73rd wedding anniversary, and I look back and I can't feel bad about it because we had such a tight relationship that that's what I'm thankful for everything that we experienced in our lives, so to speak. And now we just got to move on and figure out how we who's going to make the turkey next year. Yeah. So.
No, it can be really that's tough. You know, I lost my father-in-law in April, and my parents both gone, and it takes a while. It really does. It's, I mean, all those things. This is how we do it. Wait a minute, they're not here anymore. It's a tough darn deal. Yeah, it sure is. Now,
No, and I don't feel bad about it at all. I mean, we had such a good life together that you just, not many people make it 73 years. So,
you're saying their wedding anniversary was 73 years?
Yeah, June 1st they celebrated 73 years. Yeah.
So they're like in their 90s, late 80s?
Yeah, 93 and 95. So, I mean, and we're a tight family. So, you know, I can only smile and be thankful for the time they were here. So
that's fantastic.
We'll just have to work out who cooks the turkey next year, I guess.
Yeah, you have to draw the short stick or something. Now, I recognize your voice as someone that was a fairly regular caller to the program. And providing very, very good wisdom, and I haven't heard from you for a while, so I was a little worried. But you're just probably a little busy with everything going on.
Well, all due respect, and I apologize. I guess why I'm calling it today, Jared Thomas didn't feel like working day like you are, of course.
Well, I mean, you can give there's nothing. KNOX is a very good radio station, and Jared runs a good show. It's Ryan Cunningham, they got a good crew there. But it, you know, if you know, you can kind of sprinkle the infield, right? I mean, we're a Grand Forks station too. See, yeah. So you can, you know, kind of a little bit of everybody.
I could I guess I could play offense, defense in the same game. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
And he doesn't work on Thanksgiving, and we do. So I think that's a fair point right there. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay, that way.
God bless you, Dana. Real quick, white or dark? Last vote. Dana in Fairfield, white or dark meat? Your call would be what?
Hello, I would call to say that I live in the Badlands of North Dakota. We raise beef, and I don't know why they eat turkey when we have beef.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.